कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय आराधिकाय तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्रभृजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयाजुहा पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेतु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं त्वयैवास्मि त्वयैवास्मि न जिवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधेयतम First of all, my thousands and thousands of humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad, Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami. Also to the same, in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad, Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Oh, only by the grace of to my Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru and by the wish of Krishna or Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu, I am coming and preaching in whole world, everywhere. Oh, devotees were so inspired, especially the devotees who are very senior, chanting and remembering from more than 30 years or 25 years, and they left anyhow. No belief in devotion because so many problems came and they were neglected by senior devotees. So Swamiji told me to go and to help them. But result I am seeing now, okay, everywhere in the whole world, all the devotees are so much inspired. In this world, always there may be, problems and problems. But you know, and you should know, that we cannot solve all the problems. If you are taking shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna or Mahaprabhu, then quickly it there will be solved. The root of all the problems, difficulties, sorrows, or birth and death is one. That we forget Krishna. This is the main problem. You know, that there was a deer. She was grazing in the She was in a very big field, green field. She was grazing. No fear. Very green grasses and soft and sweet. So she was grazing. But a hunter was there, hiding anywhere. He has 4 or 5 dogs. Alsatian dogs, very hound. They can attack also to tigers. Very expert. And they were opposite side of hunter. On the one side, hunter was, and another side, these hound dogs were hidden. And one side, he has made fire. So it was going on, burning so much. And on in other side, there was uska jab, net, very big jaw, net. Also surrounded by so many problems. So death was sure from all round. And she was so expert hunter that he can shoot at an arrow. Very expert. No missing. She was grazing and grazing. In the meantime, he heard any sound of dogs. They were going to attack and very ready and at once. Four. Very dangerous. And then he quickly wanted to run away this side. A very big fire was there. If he goes, he will die. And the other side, a big jaw. Net. Oh, she cannot escape. And here, he was at once he was ready to shoot. He could not think that how I can solve this problem. Any side he was not safe. So he closed his eyes. And at once, oh Krishna, I am taking your shelter. At once he gave surrender. At once surrender. Oh, I must die because I'm surrounded by big problems. Anyone cannot save me. But anyhow, she surrendered to Krishna. Oh, Krishna, save me. Only this. And he was silent. Now she had no fear for death or anything. And in the meantime, a storm with rain came. And in a storm, so many pebbles began to fly here and there. And they came in the eyes of hunters. And one at once they missed and it went to the dogs. Dogs were killed. And this, he was doing like this, he could not
see.
Because very heavy
dust
wind. So he was like bewildered. And rain stopped the
fire
at once. So four directions were shared now. And quickly,
and
net went so miles and miles. And thus the problem was solved. And she ran away and saved. So you should think like this. From beginning, from birth, and today, we have so many problems. So many problems. You cannot solve. If you will take a shelter of any high class of devotee, he will tell that, oh, all problems can be solved. By chanting Hari name. That is why Prahlad Maharaj told, Kumar Acharit Prakyo Dharman Bhagavatan Iha Durlabho Manusho Janva Jadat Arthadam
Adhva Arthadam.
What he told? He told to the student, the son of demons, they wanted to play. They never knew. Like this deer, they all knew that we are safe. We should play only and take prasadam, nothing else. But, oh, death is coming. Problems are coming. How to make money? And then, only
money will not make him happy. Or there should be any
boyfriend or girlfriend.
Without this, nothing money. And he anyhow he spent so much money for that. Anyhow she come. But after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, become very big problem. And again they were separated. More problem began. Some sickness, always you know. So in this world is full of always problems and problems. I know that anyone in this world is not happy. And that is why Prahlad Maharaj instructed us. What? From beginning. Kumar acharita pragyo bhagavan dharman bhagavatani. In this world there are so many religions. So many religions. Where here also Christianity. India has so many Buddha, Jaina, Sanatan Hindu Dharma. So many were smart Brahmins, Mohammedan Muslims, so many. So they give some process. Like in Buddha now are spreading very soon everywhere. Nothing in them. Eat, drink and be merry. Like this. No God. Don't fear God. Because there is no God. We'll have not to come in any rule and regulation. Never to follow. Vedas are like in vain. Nothing. It has been done by very notorious and tricky persons. Only tricky person they have done. There is no God at all. Who will control? So, we should be very free. Or be polite to each other and this will be done. We will not kill any animal, but if animal is killed, we can take fleshes. We cannot kill cows. But we can give some money to others who are killing and we will take money because I am not killing. So sin will not come. And there is no one to control this. Nothing, sin is nothing, like zero. So we will be happy forever. But this is not theory. There must be God. Why a person came in rich family? How a person came in very poor family? How a man came blind and one very beautiful, one very intelligent, and one so dull? That in a class he spent more than 16 years. I know there was my friend who gave matriculation examination for 8 years and he was failed. Why all these things? Who made it? Both cannot answer. Also, my brothers, these Christians, they believe in God, but they cannot make solutions. They cannot. Why is this become? Oh, God is very beautiful. Having all the powers. He knows we all. He is everywhere in our hearts. In atoms. In air. In water. Everywhere is. We cannot imagine how wonderful he is. All the problems we face, he knows all. And quickly, in a moment, he can solve everything. So if we have faith on him, from beginning of your life. When is the beginning of your life? You know? Kumar Acharyat. When you are going to a devotee, pure devotee, in association, that is Kumar for you. Really. Understand what I told?
Srila Gurudev is explaining that word Kumar, usually it means from the young age, from childhood. But actually, the beginning of our life is that time when we meet a pure devotee and we take shelter there and receive instructions from him.
So Kumar here, both. But anyone, when he is in 30 years age, 40 years age, 10 years age, he cannot realize all these things. In world there is no teaching for these things. Eat, drink and be merry, only this thing, this theory. Though they are following this and that, all religions. But everywhere, in Sanatana Dharma also, in India, Buddha Dharma, here, everywhere, oh, eat, drink and be merry. They don't emphasize on that subject. What is the philosophy behind? But Sanatana Dharma tells, Kumar Acharita Prakam, who are so intelligent, they should try to come in the process of chanting and remembering Bhagavata Dharma. What is Bhagavata Dharma? It has been told in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that? Very easy process. Krishna has told for all. By hearing this and by following, very easy process that Krishna has told to Uddhava, to other so many. And if you will follow the process told by Krishna himself or Bhagavan himself, then if you are running, closing your eyes, never to fall down, never. Very easy path. No pits, nothing. If pits, pits, there are pits, understand?
Holes in the ground.
He will jump up, he will cross, jump. Nothing, no fear of falling down in this. That is why it has been told, api chetsu duracharu bhajate mam ananya bhav sadhureva savantavya samyak bhavastu isha. What is telling? Api chetsu duracharu bhajate mam. What you should explain?
Even if it appears that some devotee is engaged in some activities which are bad behavior or immoral, but if he's engaged in one-pointed devotion to Krishna, it may be that our eyes are defective, his activities are not defective. So if we can't see him properly, then we should not associate so that we won't make offenses. But we should try to associate.
We should not associate, but we should think that he is in real path. We should do pranam to him from far away. Don't associate. And you cannot associate. Only you should know that he is pure. But my eyes are not seeing like that. Oh, chipram bhavati. Oh, very soon he will be. He will be. Not, he is not now. And then you will see that, oh, really he is very high class of devotees. So, this is Bhagavad Dharma. Only chanting of name. And hearing pastimes. Very beautiful pastimes of Krishna. And this will solve all the problems for your whole this life. So when from beginning of your life, you should try to follow this. But it will come through varied class of devotees. Krishna will not come. But mercifully he will send any high class of devotee. Never he directs, does any direct mercy to anyone. Never. Through his high class of devotees, real devotees. So Kumar Acharita Pragya. Those who are Pragya. What is the meaning of this Pragya? What is the meaning? That he is so intelligent. He saw that his grandfather expired. He saw that so many persons are dying, expiring. Then he came to conclusion, this conclusion, that, oh, I must die. All are facing so many problems. Oh, I must. Anyhow, I should go to any high class of devotees in their association and learn how to practice this Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma is very easy. If you cannot give your mind and heart to Krishna, no harm. Don't be hopeless. Manmana bhava. Madhabhakto, Madhyaji, Mang Namaskuru. Arjuna is standing in the battlefield of Mahabharata, and thousands of lakhs soldiers are there. Oh, elephants, they are what? Roaring, like?
Trumpeting.
And horses?
Neighing.
Oh, standing on two hind legs. And they are doing what? Horses?
Winning.
And soldiers? Like Duryodhan Maharaj ki jai ho. Bhim Maharaj ki jai ho. Like this they are. And they were ready. And Arjuna is there. And he was in great. What I was going to tell? Then he took shelter of Krishna. Then Krishna told, you are Kshatriya. With your two hands you should fight. And by mind and heart, what you should do? Manmana bhava. You should give your heart and mind to me. Like gopis, what they did? Krishna used to take their heart and they used to become heartless. Heartless means like mad. Only thinking, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? They used to forget everything. Arjuna told that it is very hard for me. I cannot do like this. This is battlefield. You are ordering me to fight also and doing this. How I can do? It is very hard to give anyone's heart. Then he told, Manmana bhava madhabhakto. Oh, you should try to follow Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmani. Tell you should do always. Oh, then you are telling me to fight? How I can? Oh, you cannot do. Then, oh, doing archan. You should worship like ghanti and offering and this. Oh, where I will have all these paraphernalia? In battlefield? Then, oh no, nothing to worry. Oh, you should do namaskar. But if I am doing namaskar by this, then how I can fight? Oh, nothing to do like that. Oh, you can do, and in mind you should do me pranam. Oh, Krishna ko namaskar hai. Hey Krishna, namah. That's only. Not by word only, in mind. This is Bhagavad Dharma. And he will be liberated. You know, Ajamil, what he did in the last? He called his son and Narayan, and he was liberated. So how this process is? We should try to believe on this. So Kaumar Achrita, they are intelligent by hearing this process, but devotee. They should have faith on their guru, and guru should be also qualified. Otherwise, it will not be. So guru should be also qualified like this, like Narad, like Vyas, like Sukadeva Goswami, Suta Goswami, like Rupa Sanatan, like Jiva Goswami, like Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur and Srinivas, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, like Baldev Vidyabhushan, and like Srila Prabhupada, like my Gurudev. He has given his life and soul here for serving Gurudev. No death, no fear for death. You know that history. That for his serving his Gurudev, he was attacked, his Gurudev was attacked by so many demons in Navadvip, and they were wishing to kill him. But they were thousands of thousands, Navadvip Brahmins, smart Brahmins and Sahajiya Vaishnav. He was attacked. Police took their favor also. And at that time, my Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj, a brahmachari of Malli.
16, 17
or more than that, sir. 20. And he exchanged his garments.
White cloth.
And he took his sannyas vesh, everything. And anyhow, he sent Srila Prabhupada to Mayapur quickly. Anyone cannot recognize. And they were surrounding my Gurudev to kill him. That his Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. No care at all. But Krishna at once made anything so that so many police again came and saved him, and he was also went to Mayapur. There were so many disciples there of Prabhupada, so many seniors. But at that time they kept their feet on their heads, quickly running here and there. Never they thought of, oh, what became of their Gurudev? But only this boy, very bold. And he feared for his life. Oh, balahineena nayam atma
balahineena labha.
If anyone weak, he cannot have Krishna. How he can? So we should be bold like this. We can walk in fire, we can jump in ocean, no one for Krishna and for Gurudev. That person can now have this. Very easy, but very... So we should take shelter. And what he does, you should try to follow. This is Bhagavad Dharma. If you are chanting only one time, you have chanted in your whole life, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, with never go in vain, never, you should have believed, never to become weak. So you should be bold like this. If I have chanted one time in my life, I should be liberated. But for attaining Krishna Prem, you will have to do so much things. You will have to follow the process of gopis only. In their guidance, you should have to chant and remember. Like Raghunath Das Gan and Rupa Goswami. So intelligence is this, to realize this fact. So he is telling that if anyone intelligent, from beginning of his life, our life, when you came to know all these things, whether you came in 20 years age, 16 years age, 25 years age, 40 years age, 50 years age, oh, this is your Kaumar age. From there, you should begin. Bhagavatam dharmaniha durlabhav manusha janma tadap adhvam. But remember, this life is very short. When death will come, no certainty. For Parikshit Maharaj, it was for 7 days, no death will come before this. But for us, no certainty. At any time, we can come. And if we have solved this, that remembered, and have some faith in Krishna name, Krishna has given, Krishna has invested his all power. Krishna has promised this, I have invested my whole power, my whole mercy, my whole opulence in these names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. In each name, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Govinda, Gopinath, Madan Mohan, Shyam Sundar. In any name, Hari, he has invested. But these 16 names together are very, very much more powerful. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered from Vedas. And told that you should chant. Nityananda Prabhu Prishadish. Yathestam re bhrata Kuru Hari Hari Dhan Manishad. Tato va sansaram buddhi tarana dayo mai lage idam bahu sphotai. Also chant this name. Nityananda Prabhu. And if no fruit, you are not liberated from this world, or all problems are not going, if you are not happy, then I am responsible with this. Who can tell? Who can tell this without Krishna? So Nityananda Prabhu is like Krishna. And Krishna has promised, Sarva Dharmana Parityajya, Mam Ekam Saranam Braja, Aham Tvam Sarva Papabhyah Mokshasya. So don't believe in wealth. Don't believe on any friend, they cannot do anything. Your father, mother, brother, sister, wife, husband, they cannot save you from death, from problems. Never they can. So those who are intelligent, they can realize all this. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling. The meaning of Prahlad Maharaj, who are always happy. Durlabho manusho janma tadapartham adhrum. So this life is very short. You are thinking that we are a young, teeny-aged girls and boys, but don't think like that. You are coming from when? When this world was created first, in first parardha, and first time. No calculation when it was.
Time immemorial.
Lakhs and lakhs times, thousand and thousand times, world has been created. And we are from beginning. Krishna came 1,000 times. Ram came. Mahaprabhu also came. But we have no association with them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came. But we are moving here and there. It may be at that time we are some worms of tools here and there, in the shape of grasses anywhere. So we are not. But if you are, he is telling that if you are thinking that, oh, from today, from tomorrow, oh, when old age will come and there will be no activities, no job, nothing, I will collect some money and keep in bank, and when old age will come, then I will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Not now. I should make only money and be happy with our family. If you are thinking, you are foolish. Prahlad Maharaj is telling. You are not intelligent. So there is no certainty, that guarantee that you will die when you will die. So don't think that we are young, we are boys, little, 5 years old. girl or boy, or we are of 16 or 25 years old, don't think. We are coming from there, and we have never been liberated. So we should try to fix this thing, that from today I will have to chant and remember, and to follow the process of Bhagavad Dharma, told by Krishna himself. If you are following any dharma which is not told by Krishna himself, we cannot succeed. But Krishna has told. In Gita, who told? Krishna himself. So we should trust in Krishna. Also, dharman bhagavatan iha durlaboman. So we had taken this human form. Not only this, that we have received this time. After long, long, long time, it may be, I cannot say how much. And this, we have this form. Some intelligence, some beauty also, health also. But if you are not chanting and remembering this, only you are running after wealth and all these things, like Ravan, like Kansa, like Duryodhan, then what will be? That I will do bhajan after 2-3 days. You are foolish like. So he is telling that from beginning of our life, when he knew that we should try to do bhajan, keep all the problems aside. If you have so many problems, if you have so many problems, you have to give some loan, to pay loan here, there, and anyone has taken your something and you are going to quarrel with him, and there may be some. And at that time, a fire came in your house and everything was burning. What you will do? You will try to solve all these things, problems, or you will have to put this fire,
extinguish.
What you will do? First importance of that. So you should try to know all these things. If you are not doing anything for your maintenance, who will maintain you? Because you are not seeing Krishna. And he is not giving. But it is foolishness. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling. What is shlok? Iske baad mein. Natat prayaso kartavya. Yata ayu bayah param. Natatha vidyate kshemam. What is the meaning? Or you can take. You can sit like this. Not there. He's coming somewhere.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6, Text 4. Translation by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Endeavors merely for sense gratification or material happiness through economic development are not to be performed, for they result only in a loss of time and energy with no actual profit. If one's endeavors are directed towards Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of self-realization. There is no such benefit from engaging oneself in economic development.
Any purport?
Yes. Purport. We see materialistic persons.
Some tells that Maharaj never follows Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. Never follows. But I always follow. I mean, he is always in line. You can see some propaganda may come here and there. Oh, he defends Swamiji. I never. He is my Sikha Guru. I know him from 1946. I have served so much that anyone has not served him. Any leaders, ISKCON leaders.
Not possible for them.
Not possible for them to serve him. And that is as in his last date, he told that, I have brought so many boys, so many disciples and devotees, please help them. At that time I could not think that why he is telling. He was knowing the future. And that is why he told me. He also told me to give his samadhi. And so many things. He wrote in my letter that we have transcendental relations. He never told like this to anyone other. So I am in his line. He is my guru. I am following. They can depreciate, but I never. Never. They have no faith on him. Oh, very powerful leader. But after 20 years or 10 years, 15 years, they may give up. No faith in Swamiji's instruction and Srimad Bhagavatam, all these things. But I have faith in my Guru also and in Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Dharma, everything. So I am telling what he is telling. I am only going to explain that. What he is telling in purpose. Very, not so jaldi-jaldi.
Not so early.
We see materialistic persons busily engaged in economic development all day and all night.
Oh, you should also think this. I do nothing. Swamiji did nothing for making money. I never wanted any farthing or shilling or pence for anyone. But Krishna is so merciful. Oh, he is sky far karke. I don't want to take. Everything very easily managed. I never running after money. Never from boyhood. Never. But everything is going on. I am going to hold world here and there. And so many honor for me. From so many persons. I never see that you are my disciples. My friends. I want to help them only. So not I am like a guru. I have never had this false ego. I want only to help you. So, go on.
We see materialistic persons busily engaged in economic developments all day and all night, trying to increase their material opulence. But even if we suppose that they get some benefit from such endeavors, that does not solve the real problem of their lives. Nor do they know what the real problem of life is.
One minute. In whole world, all ones, even an ant, all the trees and creepers, they never want any suffering. No problem. They want no problem. They want to be happy always. And for this, to remove all their difficulties, sorrow, suffering, whole day, night they are doing. But they see that they don't want even, but even suffering is coming, day coming. Oldness coming, we don't want that we should be old. But automatically coming, suffering is coming, some rogue will come. So if you have done something in your past lives for happiness, then automatically it will come if you are not doing. Like we don't do anything for or maintaining. But everything is coming. We know that they will come. We cannot check them. So if the suffering, sorrows, oldness is coming automatically, whether we want, don't want them, then if you have done in your past lives something good, then the reaction of that good result that all happiness, wealth, reputation, everything will come at without endeavor, automatically. So, if you have done this thing, automatically you will have. Nothing to worry, nothing to do, anything, only chanting and remembering and be liberated. And your problem of lakhs and lakhs and thousand births will quickly be solved. But we have, this is the thing that we have no such faith in this. I have come to remember you, that you should be. Don't run after wealth, don't run after all these things. How to solve? Only this is problem. If you are chanting, remembering, then if you have no time, you are quite totally observed. Krishna will come, taking all these things, paraphernalia all on his head or his head, and he will serve you. He has promised. So you should try to chant more, to have faith, so much faith on this Ganga.
They do not know what the real problem of life is. This is due to a lack of spiritual education. Especially in the present age, every man is in darkness, in the bodily conception of life, not knowing anything of the spirit soul and its needs. Misguided by the blind leaders of society, people consider the body to be everything, and they are engaged in trying to keep the body materially comfortable. Such a civilization is condemned because it does not lead humanity toward knowing the real goal of life. People are simply wasting time and the valuable gift of the human form, because a human being who does not cultivate spiritual life but dies like the cats and dogs is degraded in his next life. From human life, such a person is put into the cycle of continuous birth and death. Thus one loses the true benefit of human life, which is to become Krishna conscious and solve life's problems.
Nowadays, any person kicked by their wives, having so many problems, they cannot maintain their life, then they may come to Gurudev. Gurudev, I am taking your shelter. But Gurudev, first I want $100 for this. I have some loan here and there. Oh Gurudev, I want this. I want this. And then perhaps know that, Gurudev can solve. So they come only to take shelter. Why? For these things. And then nothing to do, nothing to any job. Only sitting and not sleeping always. These are devotees. But actually these are not devotees. Devotees are like Raghunath Das Goswami. Always chanting name and doing so much. He has no time to sleep. Has he time? Nothing. Only chanting and observe, weeping. Sankhya purvakanam gannativi kala avasani kritau nidrahar vihar kaji vijitau chatanta dinau chajau radha krishna smate guna smate madhurman deina sammohitau bande rupsanatana. What is the meaning?
Srila Srinivasacharya has composed this verse in glorification of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan.
Have faith on these verses. Try to follow. Don't quarrel with this problem. Only the problem is that we are not taking shelter in the lotus feet of a Gurudev. We are not obeying his instructions. The instructions of Krishna, surrendering sarvadharmanu pratyajya. And we are making so many problems. So, Gurudev, today I have so many problems. I want to see Gurudev. Just now, I cannot. I will die. What is the problem? Nothing. So don't like this thing. Always try to be like Raghunath Das Goswami. What he is telling? Sankhya purvaka nama gannativi. Sankhya-purvak. What is Sankhya-purvak?
Fixed round, fixed number of times.
Oh, I have fixed only one round I will do. I have fixed only one round. This is not true. Sankhya-purvak. Oh, our Guru-varg, in renounce order, they have fixed. Not less than 1 lakh. If you are not chanting, 1 lakh. With heart and soul, oh, your offerings will not be accepted by Krishna. Never, never. So we should try. Then, what is the glory of name? Even one name can liberate you from world. That this is false. No, never false. Jayati jayati nama ananda rupam murare virmati nija dharma dhyana pujadi jatnam katham api shakritatam muktidam praninam jatam. He has told, our Shastra has told, Krishna has told, if any name, knowingly or unknowingly, if you are doing, oh, you will be liberated. So you will be liberated, no how. If you are not doing offenses to any Vaishnava, not criticizing, and you are taking chanting Hari Name in any way, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh, you must be liberated. Krishna has done promise. But you cannot have the service of Radha and Krishna conjugal. Never you can. You will have to follow Rupa Raghunath. Sankhya-purvaka naam nativi, always. Sankhya-purvaka, not less than 1 lakh. Rupa Goswami, oh! But when sometimes he used to be absorbed totally in Krishna fant for 2, 3, 4 days, then what?
More than Sankhya-purvaka.
More than this is Sankhya-purvaka. He is serving where? Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw sleeping in night one day in Gambhira. A very sweet flute was calling Radhe Radhe. And he jumped so many
iron gates.
And he went to sea and jumped in Yamuna. And 3, 4 days he was on the webs here and there and went to Chakratirtha, Bankim Muhana. Oh, 4, 5 days where he was chanting? Was he chanting Sankhya-purvaka naam gaane? Or Rupa Goswami has told. Sanat Raghunath Das Goswami has told. Narhari Chakravarti has Thakur. Narhari Chakravarti. He has told that always he was keeping name, what? Number of names. On where? On a cloth. Not a tulsi mala. He has some
lion cloth. Make some
knots. Door copying, you know?
Door.
And door he used to give some knot and by chanting. But to that day, the knot was, that cloth was in sea and he was naked. And what he was doing? He became like tortoise. Only
No bone, nothing.
And after 3 days he came out of water. Oh, thinking anyone that, oh, this is any ghost, any Uriya
fisherman.
And he became mad that, oh, that ghost has taken me. And he was running towards Puri. A ghost has taken me. And Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, all devotees were searching Mahaprabhu and weeping, where he has gone. And then when, oh, where ghost? Oh, there. Oh, can you come and show me? Oh, I cannot go. Then he gave a slap, very strong. And then, oh, I'm okay. Oh, I know mantra, and that is why with mantra I did you. Now you can? Oh yes, I will go there, but not
far away.
Far maybe. And when he saw, Oh, they see that, oh, Mahaprabhu is senseless. No bones, nothing. And they surrounded him and began to chant. What? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare. Ritai Gaur, Hari Gaur,
Hari Gaur.
Some air began to come, breathing, very little. And gradually, gradually, when his all body was okay, and then he jumped on. Hari Gaur, Hari
Gaur.
Hari Gaur!
Then he began to weep loudly. Oh, I was serving Radha and Krishna conjugal. Both I was. I was with Krishna in Radha mood. I was serving, and you took me forcibly here. Why you brought? How beautiful they were. And they were doing water like this and this. And how beautiful this scenery was. Why you brought me? And he began to weep. He told that, oh, I heard a very beautiful sound, very sweet sound of flow. And it was calling me, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. I could not check myself. And then, I don't know how I crossed these iron gates, so high. And I came. But when I came on the side of Jamuna, bang, I jumped in that Jamuna. Even that time, he knew that Jamuna is flame, not ocean. And he told all what he realized. So when he was doing chanting and remembering, doing pranam, but it has been written. So Sankhya Purvaka Nam, try to do one lap. If you cannot do, then you should try to do less. But don't give more preference to making money and job. You should get first preference to chant. Pure name. And pure name will come only by hearing Harikatha from the high class of bona fide devotee. Otherwise not come. Doing pranam? To whom? To whom doing pranam? Radha Krishna, Lalita Vishakha, all the sakhis, thousand and hundreds, all Rupmanjari sakhis, opposite sakhi, Jasoda Maya, Nand Baba, Vishvanu Baba, Mother, Kritika, Sridham Bhaiya, Anand Manjari, oh Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, he is all associated. And hours and hours going, doing like this. Can you do? Like this. Nam, Sankhyapurvak Nam, Gan, Nati, this is Nati. Sankhyapurvak is Tau Stuti. Beginning from Bande Hamsi Guru, and you can see Gaudiya Giti Guchya. Oh, very beautiful kirtans, doing all with meaning, not without meaning. And then your heart will melt. These are the process. Sankhya Purvak Nam Gannati Vikala Vasani Kudu Nidra Har Vihara Kalvijito. I think that we sleep for how many? More than 12 hours. If you are sleeping for 8 hours, but chattering, poetering, and you are doing here, going there, all these are in this sleeping. Only some minutes you can be chanting, and that is not also pure. So how can we have effect like Rupa Raghuna? Always weeping, ha radhe, ha Krishna, O Lalite, O Vrishabhanu Nandini, where you are. Sometimes in Radhakund, sometimes in Shyamkund, sometimes in Bandirvan, Nandgaon, Varshana, here and there. Rolling down on the earth. Only coffin, no government, nothing. Yes, so try to do all these things. Try to follow. There is no time for quarreling. Problems, no problem, only this is problem, how you can do. And then you will realize yourself. There will be taste in taking name. There will be taste in hearing all these things. And if you are not falling, always lust, always like these problems, you cannot do that. First you should realize and preach like this. So, Nidrahar Vihara Kadivistau, Chatanta Dino, very humble to all. Never telling that I am what? I am a guru, I am a very qualified devotee. Nothing. Oh. Like Srimati Radhika, he is telling, Prem Dhan Bina Bhattha Taritra Jivan. Daskari Vetan Bora Deha. Na Prem Gandhosti Tarapi Me Haro. Krandami Saubhagya Bharam Prakashitam. Bansi Vilashyanan Avalokanam Bina Vibhatma Jatpran. What is meaning?
Srimati Radhika is saying, Na prema gandosti durapame haro. What to speak of knowing prema? I do not even know what is the fragrance, the scent of prema. It is very, very far away from me. But one may say, why are you crying? Krandani saubhagya bharam prakashitam. I am crying only to make a show, an external show. But really I don't have any love. But what is the proof? The proof is, I know that fish, they love water. Because if you take a fish out of water, then the fish will panic and panic and then surely it must give up his life. But myself, Bhansi Vilasana Nalokanambina, without seeing the beautiful smiling face of Rajendranand and Shama Sundar holding a flute to his lips, then still I maintain my life without any purpose like an insignificant insect. So Radhika spoke these words in her deep love and deep moods of humility.
We should hear all these things and have a faith, a strong faith on name and Harikatha. Today is now
1 hour.
1 hour, more than 1 hour. And I'm also somewhat tired. So our class today finishing. Tomorrow in morning, what will be the?
Yes, tomorrow same hall as this morning.
That hall?
Yes.
Oh, this hall was very near and very good.
Very good. Not available.
Not available in morning? Occupied by another?
Yeah. Very busy.
What's the name of that?
Oh, from
Henderson Hall.
Henderson.
Okay, then, in morning what time?
We can meet at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. 8 to?
8 to 12, we've got that hall. 8
okay.
to 12.
Oh.
So 8 o'clock
and in
Henderson
evening,
Hall.
In evening,
house right over here, Astasaki, 228, Leggett's Way.
So many persons will be there.
Yeah.
That big hall.
There's a big garden.
Huh?
Garden.
Oh, very good, very good. Then a kirtan.